Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend, Zach Drew. Our co-host today is Maricela Woodall. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, welcome your host, Mondo de la Vega.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. we're back, and yes. Thank you for allowing us to be in your home. I am your host, Mondo, Tammy Sue Baker.
Hello.
Maricela Woodall, and we are the Jim Baker Family Show. Thank you, Sue. How you been?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Recovering from the weekend of sports with my children.
Wow.
That season of driving kids to sports.
I mean, that's all you're doing all weekend when you drive kids
to sports.
That's
it. People think we're resting.
Right? No.
Listen, the moment that clock goes off, it's get ready to go. One parent goes that way. Another parent goes the other way. Yeah. How's your weekend?
Well, actually, Mondo, I was in my garden this weekend. So I started getting some more raised beds going. And so I'm so excited because we were gardening this weekend. I bring the kids. I just bribe them. You know, I'm like, I'll give you some allowance if you come help me fill a raised bed. So it's so exciting. This is my second year gardening and I absolutely love it. It's an awesome time though to see the kids get involved. They're over there finding worms everywhere and running all around. You hear the laughter. Spring is around the corner. So it's
awesome.
And listen,
you talk about Maricela becoming the expert
student. I'm a student always. That's the thing about gardening, you know, Mondo, you're never an expert because there's always something new to learn.
And listen, if you want to learn some more, we have the Ready Now Expo coming up.
That's right.
She's Maricela's going to be a teacher. Miss Janet Crable's the one who taught me. And so I asked her, I talked her into it. I said, will you take the same tips and things that you taught me and let's teach it to our audience. So I'm excited.
We're going to do it together.
Oh, listen. Yes. So what are the dates? Wednesday, March 29th. And Friday through Friday, March 31st.
Yes, that's right. 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And okay, so we are packing so much.
I mean, it's incredible how much.
I don't even know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. So all I have to say is come prepared. Sun up to sun down.
We are
going to have amazing guest speakers and workshops. We're doing something actually kind of amazing this year where the last couple ones we did were a lot more lectures. We are going to have some who are teaching and doing prophetically timeline where we're at. But then we're adding in some hands-on workshops that will be taking place in different locations up here at Grace Street. And so we're going to have some of the experts come in and teach us their trades and some of the things that they've been learning as well. And so this is a hands-on to get ready, get prepared, self-sustainable. But I love it, though, that many of these individuals who are going to be teaching us, they do it. This is their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they live this way. It's not just preparing for, you know, what if or, you know, this is their actual lifestyle that they live. And so they're going to be sharing with us some of their training and their tips and how to do it. And so that's all going to be happening during our Ready Now.
Now, folks need to register, right?
Yes.
So it's a $20 registration fee.
They
can do that at jimbakershow.com.
Yes. And I do want to say, Sue, you know, I want to thank you guys. This is our first time doing a live streaming event.
Yes.
And then the in-person as well. But just so you know, that $20 love gift, that helps us to put on this event. That helps us to bless our speakers who are going to be here as well. And to be able to bring all of this material and knowledge to you. So the $20 admission fee is there to help us put this together. But you're going to get so much. I cannot even tell you how much you're going to be able to take away and walk away with and start to implement it in your daily life. And so, yes, you can go to our website, jimbakershow.com. You can register there. There's a Ready Now Expo banner. Register for in-person or online. So video, online, streaming.
And once they get here, they can register as well, right?
Yes,
here on Gray Street.
Yes.
Listen, I want to say this. With everything that is going on, I mean, I'm talking about from headlines to video clips and clipbaits. You're not going to want to miss this. I will value this as, I think, $500. A seminar of 3 days.
Yes.
From morning all the way to evening.
That's right.
Speaker after speaker, hands-on training, television programs being filmed throughout the as well. But this is something that you're not going to get out there. I mean, usually you get one portion here, another portion there. Here we're combining everyone and everything into one place, and it's now the Ready Now Expo. Yes. Plus, I heard a little birdie the other day tell me that there's going to be a special sale going on in the old mill items that I think you're going to want to have.
Well, that's right. We're having a huge warehouse sale, but then on top of it, you know, there's also been people who, one of the ways, and we talked about on the show, one of the ways that people, you know, maybe they didn't have the finances to give to the ministry, but you sent items and you donated it to the ministry for us to be able to utilize it in this sale to help the ministry and to support it. And so during this warehouse sale, we're organizing it. Our team, Lord bless our team. They're amazing.
They've done an incredible job.
They're working so hard to get this done for you, but we pray that it'll be a blessing to you. There's going to be product sales. Even there's going, you know, just so many different things. So you want to be here in person if you can. It's going to be worth it if you drive here in person. We're going to have incredible, incredible warehouse out here on property.
Some people might even want to bring a truck.
Right. Yes.
If you're a church, you know, and you need to get some things to help raise funds at your church, you might want to bring a truck or a trailer.
Yes, absolutely.
Be resales.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
Listen, what you need to do is go to the website, jimbakershow.com, get more information about the Ready Now Expo, and find out who's going to be here and who's going to be speaking at what times. You're also going to get the link to be able to watch it live streamed. And I want to tell you something. When I look at the headlines, I want to know how I can get ready.
Yes.
How do I prepare? I mean, you're going to have experts, one of the military experts, one of security experts. You're going to have, you know, just people that understand what to do in a time of preparation. But more than that, where do you begin? The beginning and end is almost the hardest part to put together.
Absolutely.
But we're going to give you tips that can help you how to get prepared. Mm-hmm. On today's program, we need to know the truth on what's happening in our culture today. When you look at where we are with fentanyl, that is probably one of the most deceptive information that they're giving us, because why aren't we declaring war at the border with the cartels and sending our troops down there?
Absolutely.
The deaths due to fentanyl in 2015 was 9,000 deaths. 2021, the cost of death of fentanyl, the poison of fentanyl, cost 70,000 deaths.
Wow.
2023, the number is 100,000 deaths, all due to poisoning of fentanyl. You see the difference of the number?
Absolutely.
50.6 is the number of fentanyl pills. That means 10,000 pounds of raw fentanyl pills are killing Americans today. That's enough to kill over 2.6 billion people. Yet we're not declaring war on fentanyl.
That's right. Yes. Wow.
The culture has changed. The type of war that we're fighting has changed. We need to understand what this drug industry is doing to bringing drugs into the forefront, to the point that people are running to finding answers in drugs that in America we never thought it was going to make a comeback. On today's program, our special guest, Zach Drew, is the host of the Zach Drew Show, and he is featured on the Voice of the Prophets Network every Friday at 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch the Zach Drew Show as he shares topics like this that we're going to talk about today. I believe that when Pastor Jim prayed over Zach, a watchman for his generation was birthed.
Yes,
and Zach, you're here today to talk about an extremely important topic in our culture today, We want you to bring this. We want you to help us understand where we are, because our attention should be at what's happening in the drug industry, that even doctors, even pharmaceuticals are pushing for this drug to be mainstream. And I believe it's going to change the pharmaceutical industry in a way that I don't think we can have even come back from. Can you explain what this drug is and why is it making a comeback right now?
There is a psychedelic that is becoming mainstream once again. It hasn't been popular for nearly 6,000 years in modern culture. Now, Mondo, you talked about how there is this drug that people are having religious born-again experiences on. And we're going to be covering this psychedelic that was taught to mankind by the fallen angels.
Wow.
You see, there are millions of Americans, and we talked about this last night, Mondo, that if you are just an average American, let's say over the age of maybe 50, the vast majority of that large category of people has never even heard of these terms that we're going to be discussing on today's program. Those terms are ayahuasca and DMT, ancient psychedelics that were used 6,000 years ago. And they are giving people religious experiences. And the only difference, by the way, between DMT and ayahuasca, they're the same thing, essentially. But people are smoking DMT or you drink ayahuasca. The only difference is the length of your trip. People all throughout America are being healed from cocaine addictions, from heroin addictions, from opioid addictions, like the opioid we were just referring to as fentanyl. People are being healed from cannabis addictions and nicotine addictions. They're being healed of PTSD. They're being healed of depression. They're being healed of anorexia. They're being healed of a whole other list of mental illnesses, and not a single one of them is a legitimate, true healing that comes from the throne room of God. Every single one of these healings is false, and it comes from the demonic. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. I believe that this ancient drug resurfacing right now is a sign of the times. Okay, Zach, I haven't even heard of this. How many people are actually even experimenting with this? Right now, in America, if you are 18 or older, 15 million or more people in America have either smoked DMT or they have drank ayahuasca. And what people say, and I have talked to many people that have experienced this one-on-one, that there is not a single person that takes this trip. It doesn't matter if you go in as an atheist, you do not come back as an atheist, and they are saved into a false religion. DMT ayahuasca, like I said, was taught by the fallen angels to man. 15 million people plus are taking it, and I need you to understand this. How is DMT and ayahuasca different than other psychedelics? Well, I'll tell you this. If there's anybody watching this program that got saved during the Jesus Revolution, and you are one of those Jesus people, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. This is not the average day talk on a Christian broadcast, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you were unsaved, and let's say you and four individuals all took LSD or mushrooms or some, you know, acid or whatever, every single one of you is going to experience different things. Essentially, it alters your perception of reality. It opens a gateway to another reality where, like I said, I have documented many people that I've talked to that have, and people that I even knew well from my past that, you know, I got saved whenever I was 17. I knew a lot of people, obviously, I was 17 that, never came to the Lord. And I even remember whenever I was back serving with Pastor Jim, there were people contacting me that knew me from my past, and they were so eager to talk to me because they knew I was a minister of the gospel. And they said, Zach, I'm no longer an atheist. I met God. I talked to God. And I went back and I talked to them. What happened? Are you saved? Did you meet Jesus? No. They smoked DMT. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are having the exact same experiences. They're going to the exact same places. They're talking to the exact same beings. And if you make it far enough down on this trip, you end up talking to God. And God, every single time, is a woman. And God, they even refer to her as Mother Ayahuasca. And they are born again. They lose all sense of ego, all sense of self. And they become worshipers of this ancient Eastern mysticism. DMT opens a gateway to another reality. Incredible religious experiences. 15 million, that's just the part. I just want to hit that over and over again. Over 15 million people in America have taken it. Now, in the book of Enoch, and I need you to understand, I know what everyone thinks. Enoch is not gospel truth. And guess what? I agree with you. But do you read American history books, knowing that there could be some errors in it, but if you respect the author, do you believe what's in the history book? It's as a historical record? Yeah, you do. So we don't honor the book of Enoch, even though many people in the Bible reference the book of Enoch. We do not honor it as gospel truth, but we do honor it as a historical book. Now, in Enoch chapter 6, he gives us a more detailed view of Genesis chapter 6. Remember, whenever the fallen angels take the daughters of Eve and they create a different race, and this race is part celestial and part terrestrial, they're given hidden knowledge. And even still today, we don't understand how they knew what they knew back then with modern sciences. We can't even replicate some of the things that they made. We can't even, with any of our machinery on planet Earth, we are still not able to move the weight of the rocks themselves to build the pyramids. That they say that this being, this group of beings, they were giants, but they were superhuman. And they had another thing that was always interesting to me. They had six fingers and six toes. But that is the angel view of Genesis 6. Now, there's also the Sethite view, which I do not adhere to. But in Enoch, it gives a more detailed version of Genesis 6, where it says this: in those days when the children of man multiplied, it happened that there were born unto them handsome and beautiful daughters. And the angels, the children of heaven, the watchers, saw them and desired them. And they said to one another, come, let us choose wives for ourselves from among the daughters of man and beget us children. Then in the book of Enoch, chapter 7, it talks about how the watchers taught forbidden knowledge, magic, and an assortment of other things. Enoch chapter 1, chapter 7, verse 1 says this: and the watchers, they taught them charms and spells. And in other places, it says they taught them alchemy and showed them the cutting of roots and trees. Now, I've talked about this on my program before. I imagine like those children images where you have like, you know, four animals, one in the top left, right, bottom left, bottom right, and three of them live in the ocean. And then you have a horse. And you have to think to yourself, child, which one of these do not belong? Okay, that is not one of those type of scenarios, because that's how it would read. You have, you know, like I said, you have charms, spells, alchemy, and then the cutting of roots and trees. No. These are all one and the same. What they were showing them how to do by cutting the roots of the trees, they were showing them how to make things like ayahuasca. I want to play a video. Mondo, you watched it for the first time yesterday. I said to you, you said that you were shocked by it. This is a video. It's a 3-minute video from a banned TED Talk that we were able to obtain. Giving the lecture is Graham Hancock. He's incredibly famous. He's an English author and journalist. Anytime he posts a video, there's millions of people. I'm not saying that he is the modern day Timothy Leary, but he has quite the following. He titled this discussion, DMT, The War on Consciousness. Go ahead and play that video.
Normally, DMT cannot be activated orally. When we encounter it in the West, it's generally smoked. There's an enzyme in our stomachs called monoamine oxidase, which switches off DMT on contact. But in the Amazon, they've got round this problem, and they say it was the spirits that taught them how to do it. The DMT in the ayahuasca brew is contained in these leaves from a plant that they call chacruna in the Amazon. And there they mix it together with this vine. And out of the 150,000 different species of plants and trees in the Amazon, this is the one that contains a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, which switches off that enzyme in our stomachs and allows the DMT in the leaves, when the two are married together and cooked in water, to be absorbed orally, and takes us on a four-hour journey into extraordinary realms. Now, it's no joke to drink ayahuasca. The ayahuasca brew it has a foul taste, really, really hideous, and a dreadful, dreadful smell. And after you've drunk your cup, you'll find within 45 minutes or so that you're sweating, that you're feeling nauseous. Pretty soon you may well be vomiting, you may well have diarrhea. So, you know, nobody's doing this for recreation. And I'd like to add that I don't think any of the psychedelics should be used for recreation. They have much more serious and important mission with humanity. So we're not doing this for fun. But what draws people to ayahuasca again and again to brace themselves for this experience, and you do have to brace yourself, is its extraordinary effects at the level of consciousness. And one of those effects has to do with creativity, and we can see the creative cosmogenic impulse of ayahuasca in the paintings of ayahuasca shamans from Peru, like the paintings of Pablo Amaringo here, those richly saturated colors, the amazing visions that they reproduce. And this creative impulse has also spread to Western artists. Many Western artists now have been deeply influenced by ayahuasca and are also painting their visions. And as these paintings show, another universal experience of ayahuasca is the encounter with seemingly intelligent entities which communicate with us telepathically. Now, I'm making no claim one way or another as to the reality status of these entities we encounter, simply that phenomenologically, in the ayahuasca experience, they are encountered by people all over the world. And most frequently of all, the spirit of ayahuasca herself, Mother Ayahuasca, who is a healer. And although she's kind of the mother goddess of the planet, she seems to take a direct personal interest in us as individuals, to heal our ills, to want us to be the best that we can possibly be, to correct errors and mistakes in our behavior that may be leading us down the wrong path.
Did you hear what he said towards the top of that video? He said there's an enzyme that we have in our stomach that turns off the DMT when one takes it orally. But did you hear what he said next? The shamans, these witch doctors, say that the spirits told them how to get around this. The shamans receive this from the spirit. The shamans get the DMT from a particular kind of leaf, they said. One particular type of leaf. And they pair it with a certain vine. And he said that out of 150,000 different types of species of plants in the Amazon, this is the one singular only vine that turns off those enzymes in the stomach so that you can trip on ayahuasca. And the shamans say that the spirits told them how to get around this. This is unbelievable. Once again, it is the fallen angels teaching these evil things, like stated in the book of Enoch. Well, Zach, you know, so you say 15 million people are using it, but gosh, I don't like it, but you know, 15 million people are, you know, more than that are getting drunk, right? Millions of people are taking other types of drugs. No, DMT and ayahuasca is in a class of its own. The vast majority of people that take it only take it once. It is not something that people take recreationally. And they're having these religious experiences. I want to play another clip, if you don't mind. Ayahuasca gives people a religious false salvation experience. This is once again Graham Hancock, famous English author and journalist, from his lecture called DMT, The War on Consciousness, and his testimony.
Ayahuasca has been fantastically successful in getting people off harmful addictions to hard drugs such as heroin and cocaine. Now, I have some personal experience of this. I have not been addicted to heroin or cocaine, but I had a 24-year non-stop cannabis habit. And this started off smoking the herb and laterally vaporizing it, but the basic truth is that for 24 years, I was pretty much permanently stoned. When I first encountered ayahuasca, I'd already been smoking cannabis for 16 years, and almost immediately, ayahuasca started giving me messages that this was no longer serving me, that it was leading me to behave in negative and unhelpful ways towards others. And of course, I ignored those messages for years and years and went back to being stoned 16 hours a day. But that negative behavior that ayahuasca was pointing up did actually get worse and worse. I don't want to put down cannabis, and I believe it's the sovereign right of every adult to choose to smoke cannabis if they wish to do so. But I think I was overusing it. I think I was abusing it, not using it responsibly. And I became more and more paranoid, jealous, possessive, suspicious. I was subject to irrational rages. I often made the life of my beloved partner, Santha, a misery. And when I went down for my regular encounter with ayahuasca in October 2011, I was given the most unbelievable kicking by Mother Ayahuasca. And I was put through an ordeal. It was a kind of life review. And it's not an accident that ayahuasca is the vine of the dead. I was shown my death. And I was shown that if I came to death, and what awaits us after death, without having corrected the mistakes that I was making in my life, that it would be a very bad thing to meet for me. And actually, Mother Ayahuasca literally took me to hell. And that hell was a little like this hell painted by Hieronymus Bosch, a truly terrible place, and a little like the place that the ancient Egyptians called the judgment hall of Osiris, where our souls are weighed in the scales in the presence of the gods, against the feather of truth, of justice, of cosmic harmony. And I was shown that the path I was walking, my abuse of cannabis and the behavior associated with it, was going to lead me to be found wanting in the judgment, and that I might face annihilation in the world beyond death. So perhaps not surprising that when I came back to England later in October 2011, I gave up cannabis. And I've never smoked it again since then. And actually, and again, I'm speaking only personally with no comment on others' use of cannabis, it's as though a monkey has been lifted off my back. I'm liberated in incredible ways. Far from my creativity being inhibited, I find myself writing much more productively, much more creatively, much more focused, and much more efficiently. As well, and I've begun to be able to address those negative aspects of my behavior which cannabis had revealed, and hopefully to make myself slowly, it's a long progress, into a more nurturing, more loving, more positive person. And this whole transformation, it really has been a personal transformation for me, was made possible by this encounter with death that Mother Ayahuasca gave me.
Did you just hear what I heard? I mean, that's
yes.
Just
wow, shocking.
Wicked
yeah.
Deception. He's telling his testimony. Did you gather that? How Mother Ayahuasca saved him, showed him hell, how he was reborn, got on the right path, that if he hadn't given his life to Mother Ayahuasca, that in the afterlife he'd be found wanting. This is a great delusion. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it'll be in the coming of the Son of Man. This ancient drug, taught by the fallen angels nearly 6,000 years ago, is making a comeback today, more specifically in the past 10 years alone. And the vast majority of America still doesn't know, like those maybe probably even watching this show, the people that watch my show, don't even know it's taking place.
Right.
These testimonies given from a substance that the shamans refer to as vine of the dead.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this special message.
Hi, this is Tammy Sue,
and you're watching the PTL Television Network, home of the Voice of the Prophets. In just 2 years, we've become host to over 50 faith-based shows, featuring the top prophets and teachers in the world. And none of this would be possible without you, our faithful friends. By partnering with us today, you are making a way to keep Christian television on the air. We need your help today. Call now and donate $1 a day. Operators are standing by. Just call 1-888-988-1588. With your help, we can continue to keep spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now, let's get back to this incredible message.
Let me read this to you, what Megan Fox, a famous actress, her experience, her testimony. Now, you have to understand, when I read you a headline yesterday, and I'm going to read it again, Losing Their Religion, Why United States Churches Are on Decline. At the end of this article, the gentleman quotes, if the church ages and doesn't reach young people, or the demographics change and they don't figure out how to reach the new demographic, that church ends up closing. We have a generation today, our generation is desiring a religious experience, is what they call it. But they're really, they want to encounter the supernatural power of God. When you look at the parallels, Zach, of what is happening in Asbury, Kentucky, for example, the presence of God, the genuine presence of God, a supernatural power of God that only God can do when young people are sitting there for hours worshiping God, experiencing God emotionally, mentally. And a lot of the testimonies that we're hearing from these young people is that they're saying that God is healing their emotional trauma. And yet on the parallel side, people are running to this drug, wanting to have a supernatural encounter to heal their traumas. Here you have God on one side, and here you have the devil on the other side, racing towards who's going to be the king of the hill. And young people today from 18 and up are wanting to experience a supernatural encounter. And this is Megan Fox describing her experience, and I quote, my experience was going to hell for eternity because there was no beginning and middle or end. She's talking about her experience with this drug. So you have like a real ego death, she said, that it felt like the ayahuasca goes straight into your soul and takes you to the psychological prison that you hold yourself in, end of quote. Zach, how pervasive is this drug in the tech industry and in the entertainment world right now? Because we're watching both collide into a point that men, women are wanting this supernatural experience, yet the deception behind it, I'm afraid that even young Christians, one of the young men at the Asbury, Kentucky said, all I wanted, all I needed was peace. I'm looking for peace. I'm looking to run away from this prison of torment. And when I watch people like Aaron Rodgers run to this drug, wanting to find peace from his torment, Will Smith, Jim Carrey, Ron White, Terrence Howard, Seth Rogen. I mean, these are people that are influencing the culture and the entertainment today. And behind them is 15 million other people looking for a supernatural experience.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, whenever you say the word, you know, pothead, you know, it conjures up images of some bum high school student or some college kid that's just wasting his life being lazy and just can't stop smoking weed, right? Once again, that is a recreational drug. This is totally different than people that are taking DMT and ayahuasca. They take it one time, and most of people take it one time, and that's all they ever do. And it's not reserved for young kids or those young, you know, drug users. This is a drug that executives, CEOs, the Silicon Valley elite, the elite throughout the world, are taking, looking for a spiritual gateway to be reborn. And they are. And it's all false. You talked about, listen, this Aaron Rodgers talks about his trip, you know, the famous quarterback for the Packers, openly talks about his ayahuasca experience, how they traveled to Peru for his to actually do it the legit way with the shamans there. And Will Smith, in his 2021 autobiography, describes his experience as floating deep in outer space, trillions of light years away from Earth. He detailed sensing an unseeable woman whom he called Mother, and that he knew would never leave me. His description of mother figure is very common theme in these ayahuasca visions. Like you said, Jim Carrey, Ron White, who was known as an alcoholic that drank scotch while he told all of his awful, you know, his not holy jokes, okay, that he went and had a ceremony with ayahuasca, and he was healed of alcoholism. Doesn't want to touch this stuff anymore. Miley Cyrus, Sting, Lindsay Lohan, you've said Megan Fox. These are the celebrities. And we haven't even talked about, listen, many of you that maybe have followed my journey know that there was a team of us. I traveled to different places around the world, and there was a small team of us that collectively, they would go places, and we'd come back and share the content that we would gather from these. The simplest way I can put it is technology conferences that the elite were at. And collectively, we went to easily over 20 different countries. And I got the opportunity to learn about the technology that they're building. And that is what actually truly influences my thoughts of when I believe the Antichrist system will be here. Because there are certain scriptures in the book of Revelation that can't take place without technology advancing to a certain degree, in my opinion. But that technology is being built, and I know this as fact right now. So I want to talk about this. So I just said that. Now let's move to how they're using DMT in the technology world. So tech innovators are creating the future of technology with DMT and ayahuasca. This is another interesting piece of information. At places like Burning Man, you know, whenever you go to a Christian conference in between the big sessions, what do you have? You have the breakout sections, right? That you can kind of focus on what you need to focus on more so than maybe other subjects, these breakout sessions. Well, at these big music festivals like Burning Man, there's breakout sessions between the big sets. And there was a breakout session about DMT for technology executives. That is who the breakout session was for. It was about DMT, and it was specifically, are you a technology executive? And they would talk to you about the benefits of microdosing DMT. You know, even Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, had this to say about his psychedelic experiences. Evidently, Jobs believed that experiencing with LSD in the 1960s was one of the two or three most important things he had done in his life. What's more, he felt that there were parts of him that people he knew and worked with could not understand simply because they hadn't had a go at psychedelics. This later sentiment also comes through in his published biography, wherein Jobs goes so far as to associate what he interpreted as Bill Gates' death of imagination with a lack of psychedelic experimentation. So, all of this to say, It is coming to a doctor's office near you.
Wow. Hold that thought there.
Wow.
What you just described the last few moments is so what Paul warned in the Galatians, to the Galatian church. We have to understand that this is a battle that is spiritual. It's all about who's going to win the most souls. Men, women, are looking for supernatural experiences to drive them away from the torment of their minds. The Bible talks about the battlefield of the mind.
Right.
The Bible talks about as a man thinketh, so is he. What troubles man in their heart to create evil? What troubles man that they will have to take a drug in order to find a reborn moment to change their lives? You got two options here. You're replacing the gospel. You're replacing God in one moment. In another hand, you're looking at men running here and fro, looking for answers. When I look at the headlines such as this one, new street drug, trank dope, rot skin, turns human into zombies. And you're watching a city like Philadelphia look like zombies. What could be the hope? I can tell you that their first hope is not take him to church the way we used to. Their hope is going to be on a drug that can give them an escape. You understand what's happening here? The replacement theology goes beyond what replacement theology that we're fighting in the church with. Yet we have a bigger problem. That the gospel is telling us, they're telling us that the gospel doesn't work anymore, that the gospel is not sufficient enough to change lives anymore. Yet, Paul warned us. He said, I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news. Isn't that what just Zach explained?
Right.
But it's not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. Isn't that now?
Yes.
Isn't that what he just mentioned? Isn't that what Zach was talking about? Isn't that what this man was talking about? Mm-hmm. Paul goes on to say, let God curse fall on anyone, including us, or even an angel from heaven. Mm. Here, Zach was talking about, right. Even the book of Enoch, talking about angels were giving private information, disclosing private information, using it as gospel truth to give to mankind to self-destruct themselves, to let them know that you got power inside of you. You got more power than God. You could be God yourself. Yet, Paul is warning, including us, even an angel from heaven who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preach to you. I say again what we have said before. If anyone preaches any other good news than the one you welcome, let that person be cursed. This is not a message you're going to get on Sunday morning. This is not a message you're going to get on Bible study. Yet, young people are running for a supernatural encounter of a good news. Imagine being addicted to drugs and you don't want to be addicted to drugs anymore. But if someone comes in, Maricela, and presents you a way out and says, look, if you just drink this, this is going to change your life. If you just drink this, this is going to make you like God. If you just drink this, you can talk to God for yourself. If you just change this, it can change. This will be the greatest news of your life. Just take this. Yet the Bible is warning of a different gospel, of a different good news. Listen, this is why we need, and I'm not going to get tired of saying this. This is why we need the Voice of the Prophets Network. This is why we're asking you every program to stand with us.
Yeah.
Because we are at war. We are at war for a replacement gospel. We are at war from our pulpits. We are at war with drugs. We are at war in our culture. We are at war with the very definition that Paul talked about, that if you are preaching a different gospel than the one that we have been given, how are you going to recognize what's being preached from your pulpits?
Right.
How are you going to recognize the voices in the moment of deception, a moment that sounds good? Because if it can heal my torment, yet the Bible has the answers.
Yes, amen. That's it.
We're asking you this month to stand with us. We're asking you to become a partner this month. We're asking you not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ this month. Because we want you to know that we care. We love you. We are in a battle to be able to endure to the very end. Yes. We are in a battle to be able to stay on the air and bring you topics like this because the world's asking for help. The world's asking for a supernatural move of God. Our young people decided to worship one morning during a prayer meeting for their school that was just private for them. And those young people needed to know that where is God? Even though they're going to a Christian school, they needed to repent that morning. And what happened? The move of God began to fill the place. The Bible calls this moment, for those in the world, it is foolish. But for those that know the cross, it is the power of God. And we need the power of God like never before in our lives.
Yes.
We're asking you this month to stand with us. We want to send you a gift to remind you that it is the cross where you find your healing. It is the cross where you find peace of mind. It is the cross. There is no replacement for the cross right now. The world is trying to give you a potion to give you peace. Yet Jesus died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago and declare peace over your mind. Declare peace over your life. Declare peace over your circumstances.
Yes.
Stand with us this month as we share this important topics to you. Listen, become a monthly partner today. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is $1 a day.
That's right.
That is $30 a month.
Yes.
Or you can do $50. But we want to give you this beautiful cross. For a donation of $50, this is the Count Me In Jubilee Club. You can join in as a member, but we want you to have this victory cross for you to declare victory over your mind, declare victory over your life. I want you to call this number 1-888-988-1588. Let them know that you want this cross. You want to give it to someone that you love. You want to give it to someone that is struggling with drugs. You want to give it to someone just to remind them and pray over this and watch what happens. Supernatural things can happen.
Amen.
You don't need to change the gospel. Let the gospel do its work.
Yes.
Let the anointing of God, let the Holy Spirit, you don't have to manipulate it. It does the job. It is sufficient enough to change lives.
Amen.
Zach, our time is gone. What is the hope? How do we understand what we need to do as Christians to stand in the midst of the culture seeking for a supernatural drug to heal them? What is the message for that mom and that dad and that grandma that may not understand what's happening in their culture today, yet you just revealed where we're headed? And if this drug happens to get into the pharmaceutical industry to make it legal for someone to buy it over the counters, what do we do as Christians?
Sure, sure. And I will say, even before I answer that, we're not going to have time today, but I have about 15 articles in front of me that talk about how there are several states that have already legalized DMT.
Wow.
Okay, so it's not a day in the future.
Mm.
It has been decriminalized in about 100 cities, and it is legal in several states, DMT and ayahuasca now. And a lot of these things have taken place in the last few months. The bills have been passed, and no one even knows about it. What to say to the Christian mom and dad, to the grandma and grandpa? Pray over your children.
Yes.
Pray
thank you, Lord.
Over your grandchildren. Talk to them. Pray for revival.
Yes.
They are seeking a supernatural experience, and they are finding it. And many of the people I have spoken to, so many, and I hate to say it, but I have not found a single person that has taken DMT or ayahuasca and have come back. Because it is so real, it is so tangible. They feel it's more tangible than anything they've experienced here, or the God they've experienced here, the one true God. Pray for revival. Talk with your kids about these things and ask God to give them supernatural visitations to solidify what we know as the truth, That's all I can say.
Wow. Listen, we want to thank Zach Drew for joining us today. Thank you for being with us. Mm-hmm. You're going to be joining us for the Ready Now Expo. Yeah. I urge you to join today and come and listen to Zach Drew and listen to some of the experts that are going to be talking about what's happening right now. And I can tell you that one of the things, we always want to have solutions. Here, Zach just spent almost a whole entire program talking about the mind. In the mind, the battle of the mind, the battle of consciousness. And here, Dr. Don Colbert, God gives him wisdom for a product to be able to help our minds. Isn't it amazing that God always has his solutions ahead of time before we get there? And the Brain Zone product is one of the products that we have been offering, Maricela, that I believe is what we're going to need to strengthen our minds and be able to strengthen our thoughts and be able to strengthen so we can stay alive mentally and emotionally and physically. Mm-hmm. And the healthy brain zone is how to reverse memory loss and reduce your risk of dementia in Alzheimer's. Listen, if you don't think this new drug that they're coming out with that is coming back into the forefront is going to challenge Alzheimer's, then you got something coming. It's going to be such a deceptive drug. Mm-hmm. Like Zach just mentioned, you may not come back from it. Yeah. Yet God gives us solutions on how to walk through the valley of the shadow of death of dementia and Alzheimer's. And today we want to make this available to you. And we're going to play a clip from Dr. Don that we want you to watch. And then we're going to come back and tell you how you can get this product in your hands. This is Dr. Don Colbert on The Jim Baker Show. Watch this.
This book right now,
that's right,
Dr. Colbert's Healthy Brain Zone, reversing memory loss, reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. I want it to be number one and stay there for a year because America needs this book.
Absolutely.
This is Jim Baker's opinion. I believe this is the greatest book on a healthy brain, reversing and reducing your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. Order the book and the three products that I'm taking now.
All right, so Don, will you help us explain these three products that we take every single day?
Well, there's three, and again, I developed these because number one, so many people can't focus.
We have our 14-year-old grandson on this,
right?
Yes, it's great for ADD, ADHD, too. But here's what I did.
This is a powder. This is called Brain Zone Focus.
This is the focus. Now, but the reason it helps to energize the brain. This I put in D-ribose. D-ribose is a 5-carbon sugar, so it tastes sweet, so don't freak out and say, oh, my gosh, it's full of sugar.
Good.
But the sugar in it is D-ribose, so it doesn't raise your blood sugar.
Right.
It energizes the brain and the heart.
But
it helps to produce ATP, or the energy.
Now, what about the Brain Zone Basic capsule?
Now, the Basic, this supports healthy homocysteine levels. Homocysteine is a brain toxin that starts to degenerate the brain, and the brain starts to accumulate beta amyloid. This contains the active forms of the B vitamins, including the methyltetrahydrofolic acid, which is the active form of folic acid, which helps lower homocysteine, as well as the methylcobalamine, which is the active form of B12, along with trimethylglycine, along with the riboflavin, as well as it contains some thiamine in it, as well as curcumin, which binds to beta amyloid, and it literally helps to pull amyloid.
The Basic
out,
is for
fluid.
Everybody.
Right. Okay.
Everybody should be on this Basic.
Yeah,
everybody.
Right. Brain Zone Advanced contains these powerful nutrients that boost brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Some people say, I can't do fasting, I can't do exercise, I can't sleep on my side. It contains lion's mane mushroom that boosts the other powerful brain nutrient that boosts brain cells called nerve growth factor. When your nerve growth factor is raised, the brain starts to learn like you did when you were young again.
Wow.
It starts to rewire the brain.
Get your calls in before the phones get all jammed up here. They probably are. But that's $119 for the book.
For the full package.
And the full.
That's right. That's for the complete package where you receive the book, Healthy Brain Zone book, along with the three supplements, the Brain Zone Basic capsules, the Brain Zone Focus powder supplement, and then the Brain Zone Advance. And that's for $119.
I beg people to give a try.
Yes. You can call right now, 1-888-988-1588, and make sure you do the give them the code PTL. You get 10% off. Or you can go to jimbakershow.com. You can receive the book, the Brain Zone book. You receive the three products that Dr. Colbert has developed.
You can also choose to opt into a monthly subscription so that every month you can receive your products to your door directly from Divine Health. There you can receive it every single month if you choose.
Should I take it every month?
Now the
absolutely you should. Only if you want your brain sharp.
Get their products, I want my brain ahead of anyone
yes.
else.
I want you to start today. Yeah.
They'll learn how to deal with stress.
Working on your brain.
Yes.
If you haven't ordered the book, order the whole package. That deal is on the screen. It's $119. Yes. Plus, you get a discount if you use the code, which is PTL. That's
right.
An easy code.
Listen, now you can call 1-888-988-1588 and talk to the people over the phone.
Yes.
Get your order in. It's time to take control of our minds and
Amen.
Our brains. One more time, you can order one.
That's right. Yes, you can order the complete offer, which you see on the screen, the book plus the three supplements. Or if you're just getting started, order the book and you can read about it. And then you can determine from reading what are the best options for you. Remember to go to our website, jimbakershow.com. Use the promo code PTL to receive 10% off your entire order. Or call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
We got to go. We got to thank Zach Drew for being on the program today, Tammy Sue, Maricela. And we want to let you know this, that God loves you.
Yes.
Our dad has been saying this for a long time,
Amen.
And it's still true today. And no matter what you're going through, be reminded that God loves you. He really does. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
I want you to join me at the Ready Now Expo here at Morningside, USA. It's going to run from Wednesday, March 29th, through Friday, March 31st. This event will be live in person, as well as we're going to live stream it to your homes. But I want you to be here. This is one of the most important events of our lifetime.
Absolutely.
I believe with all my heart that we're on the brink of possibly World War III. Remember, it's Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. And I want you to be here. We're preparing here at Morningside. It's time for you to be prepared in your house. The Bible says a fool sees trouble coming and doesn't prepare. Well, it's time to prepare. God loves you. He really does. I'll see you there.